Whoa, man. Monday morning. Ooh. Coffee, please, quick. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yeah, it's homeroom. It's Monday. And Johnny, across the country, let's say here.
Pretty you know, close.
Coming into the, you know, the second week of December, I'd say, you know, particularly in colleges and universities, this is probably either finals week or the beginning of getting ready for finals week. In other words, holy crap, that 32 chapter book that you're going to have a test on Wednesday, you should read it at this point because, you know, it time is a clicking, man. You know,
well, no, yeah, no joke though, Tim. I mean, I mean, if these youngsters can read, right? We just had shows like that's me trying out the sarcasm, folks.
Nice.
I don't know if it landed. Tim laughed, so it was at least funny. But you know, we spent, you know, last week we talked about it and it comes up often. You know, if you according to the news, which is based on assessment and gathering of data, 36% of, you know, the young people in schools, at least in Wisconsin, and this is a trend around the country, are, you know, destined to be non-readers. Mm. And that's me exaggerating a little bit, but, you know, they get tagged early. So I made a funny about that, you know, only if our students could read, they can actually read. But Tim, you are right. It is final season. And that means it's pretty stressful for students. I don't know if you can remember finals in college or, you know, might be your high school's also on a similar schedule as the college calendars. But it's stressful. It's high stakes, right? Assessments. You got to get a grade at the end of the term that can really determine your grade. Mm-hmm. Even if you have an A going into a final, man, you can drop a letter grade or even more sometimes in courses. So it is a pretty stressful time for students. It's a busy time. I don't think it's as stressful for professors. At least that's me speaking, you know, from my experience. I wouldn't compare it to the stress our students are under, but dude, it is a busy time.
I go to my file cabinet, man. I got a final I put together in 1992.
It still
works, man. Bring it up. No, what I'm thinking, I was talking to my daughter, you know, over the weekend, and she's at it, man. Finals week. You know, she has four finals on one day. I think it's Wednesday coming up, and you know, she's feeling it because she's graduating at the end of this finals week. So, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm still going to be attending graduation. I think, but I mean, those, as you say, those are those kinds of things. You know, you wake up Monday morning, it's like, oh crap, it's finals week. I just wonder though, too, you know, just a little bit here, like, have things changed maybe going into this finals week with, yeah, I'm going to go there. Is AI maybe helping out to a point where maybe kids aren't as stressed because, and I'm not saying they're, you know, that they're doing negative cheating types of things, but have some students started to find some benefits in how AI might help reinforce and create deeper learning so that maybe they're more prepared than they've ever been?
Maybe, Tim. Are you insinuating that if I was a student kind of stressing about my exams coming up, I could, you know, like input a prompt, help design a study plan for me for my Bio 105 class that, my, you know, is pretty high stakes? Or, you know, or I think as a tool, it probably helps. I can't see it being something in the arms. I still think it's a pretty stressful time for students, even with AI. So I just kind of plug and remember, like, show a little bit grace. And then as an educator, if you're out there, if you're a parent, you know, give some leeway to that learner in your life who's stressed out about finals week. And then also, if you're a student listening and you're out there, you know, stressed about this, give yourself some grace. You know, you're going to do what you're going to do. Study hard, put your best foot forward. But, you know, it's only just one moment, even though it feels like a big defining one right now. You know, take care of yourself. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure you sleep. And make sure you show yourself some grace. Don't be a perfectionist during finals week.
Okay, I got a question, though, for both of you.
A questione.
Memory of finals week, and I will go back. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. 1985, freshman year in Schaefer Hall, Edinburgh University, is my first freshman, first semester of finals week. And it was in the dorm room that week. It was 24 hours of coffee, and the RA relaxed the rules about being able to visit people all hours of the night. And I thought finals week was kind of fun my first year of, because it was like, man, who knew that all this stress could be turned into a whole week long of 24 hours of socializing? That's my memory of finals week. Jacob, what about, you know, thoughts?
Tim, I don't know how you could possibly not have been that stressed, because I know this was 1985. You were aware that you needed to pass the final to help contribute to defeat the Reds.
And, the nuclear. My God.
The Soviets were going to win the war if Tim flunked the finals and couldn't contribute to our great country. That sounds tough to me, Tim. I'll give you a little secret, though, over here in Jacob Land as a communications student. Most of my finals were essays or projects. So I did not have a lot of those high stakes final exam papers to do in college. When I was, at least going for my bachelor's, when I was in community college, there were more, actual tests. I always found, this is a tangent, I found community college way harder than going to a university, a state school, because everyone was really buckled down going for things at the local school. And then it was more, this paper, tell me how you felt about the course. What? That's an essay? What are you talking about? Anyway, that was my experience of college finals, Tim. High school, super stressful. Super stressful with those midterms and those finals. They really hammered it home to us that your life is over. You understand me? You fail this big test we're doing, you're done. The school will lose funding, and we're going to cut you first. We know who did bad. We're going to cut those kids. You're gone. We're going to keep people who succeeded. So, you're right about that. And I wasn't even a fourth grader, but still it was stressful.
Johnny, come on, man. Memories of your first finals week in college.
Man,
I don't remember it, man.
No, I do. I mean, in high school, especially, I was stressed about them. My freshman year of college, I was actually really stressed out about my finals. It's probably why I said, show yourself some grace, show your students some grace, because I cared a lot about my grades, but I also felt like, as first generation college kid, like first year away at school, like I felt like if I don't do good, I'm letting everybody down. And it was a heavy week. It was a hard one. And I mean, I studied and it was stressful, and I think I probably would have been fine. I mean, moderately studying, but there's an extra weight to like finals week, dun, 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 high stakes. The stakes are high. It's worth a lot. So, I mean, I remember feeling really stressed, and a different kind of stress than, like the stress you have if, the bases are loaded, there's two outs and you're up to bat, that kind of stress that I had, experienced as an athlete and a competitor. This was a different one. It might have been the first time in my life I felt that heavy, heavy weight. Like, these are going to be hard. These tests are going to be difficult. I got to put in this work. That's my memory that stands out, man.
Okay, so that's your memory, but now it's just making me think, though. Okay, so now you're an educated educator who talks education. How healthy and what kind of, example is putting such high stakes on a single end of the course assessment? Is that good teaching and learning, Johnny?
You know, it is not the best.
Okay.
It's not the best, but I think you do have to have some summative kind of like culminating capstone experience in the courses. And so I know it's shocking. As much as I talked about the stress of it and everything, and you know, I have a portfolio assignment in my classes that students have been working on for the past week and a half. And, you know, it's not the same as sitting down and taking an exam. I think there's a balance, and there's got to be something heavily weighted at the end. For me, I do think it's important because hard work, you know, is part of the process. And I think culminating to something to keep you focused, to keep there like the eyes on the prize. I don't think it should be something that can destroy a whole week, a whole semester's work. Like, it shouldn't bring you down several grade, you know, grades, should drop you from an A to a C. Probably shouldn't even drop you necessarily from like an A to a B minus, maybe a half a letter grade weighted around there. But I think it's good teaching to have some summative end of the semester assignment, project, final exam that is weighted with that importance, because I think it caps off the learning. It really sort of brings it all together. On the same side of that, Tim, I've been held to that by students who say, if this is weighted so much, do I have to be here, or can I just take that test at the end and can I get it early and be done now? No, like, you know, the magic happens here together in the classroom. So, you know, I'm a both and. I like there to be, maybe it's a traditionalist or maybe it's a sadist. Like, I like to be some pain at the end. No pain, no gain. But I also like it to be meaningful and connected to the learning and sort of celebratory. So you had to work hard at the end for something that together we experienced, and you can say, I did that and I did well on it, or I did okay on it. I have my B or my C plus, or hopefully my A or A minus. If you're in my class, I think I can predict. My prediction is that my students are working hard and hopefully that there's all A's to be given. And then, like clockwork, this is fun for our listeners. I'm sharing insider info. Like clockwork, I get called in. Dun, dun, dun. I get called into the chair's office at least once a year. We have to talk. How is it that all the students in your classes got an A last semester? They don't know. This doesn't always happen, but when they do all get an A, or at least A's and A minuses, I get a call in. Is your course too easy?
Oh, yeah.
And I have to have the conversation. Every educator out there knows this. You know, we save artifacts from our students' work. All of our assessments are aligned to our teaching and learning, like the objectives that we have in our syllabus. And that, like, they worked their butts off for those A's, but yeah, everyone did it. And yeah. I look always at my boss and I say, isn't that my job? It's not to get a couple of these students to the finish line. It's to bring them all. And
there you
he says, you're a different kind, man. He's like, but we talk about it, and I show evidence that this isn't just a case of giving out A's. It's absolutely a story that gets retold over and over again when it happens. It's a case of students in the class working hard and all of them earning that A.
Well, I will say right now,
get those A's.
Busted Pencil listener, for this finals week, your only final, because you already got an A, because all of our listeners, you're the most awesome. A is for awesome. And Jacob, with that,
ten shows till Christmas.
Now it's time for your moment of zen. Patriotism doesn't mean support of government. Patriotism means support of the principles it's supposed to stand for.
Oh, Johnny, I think it's time for you to end the show.
Well, thank you for helping me remember to end the show. No, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to today's homeroom. And remember, you can grab great podcasts chock full of more fully leaded education talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or of course, you can always find us on the Civic Media website. And hey, don't miss Wednesday's class and session. And don't you dare miss Friday's producer, Jacob's Choice. And listeners, you can always, always catch us, Busted Pencils, at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations on Saturdays for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny. They keep busting pencils.